Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then
Hello?
Connected with eBay customer support, this is Alex William. How are you doing today?
Yeah. Good, thank you.
This is a verification call for you. Yesterday we received an unauthorized charge of $299 for purchasing gift cards from eBay. Have you
ordered? I've got nothing on eBay. I don't even have an eBay account. So it's a fraudulent activity.
Yeah, that's why we call you directly.
I appreciate that.
For the cancellation, have you got any smart device with you, like any Android phone or any Apple iPhone with you?
No, I don't.
Okay. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to block all the fraud transactions so that in future you don't face this kind of similar problems anymore. Now.
No, that's fine. I'm going to go in and cancel my credit card straight away as well.
That's not going to resolve the problem, sir, because your identity details are getting compromised by some online hackers.
Okay, yeah.
Try to change your information. They will get the access of your information again and again.
Okay, yeah.
You're going to face the similar problems, okay? So that's why we are trying to help you with that. Because we don't want you to lose your identity details because of some hackers, right?
Yeah, understandable.
Which device do you use for most of your online internet activity? Is that a computer, laptop, or a smartphone?
I use a smartphone.
You use a smartphone. Okay.
But I haven't been on eBay for months.
Okay, that's not an issue, sir. We're going to resolve the problem, okay?
Yeah, so.
Now, first tell me, the phone you're talking to me, is that an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone?
No, it's Android.
Alright. Now, first of all, do one thing. Put me on speaker from your end. First, put me on.
I have got you on speaker.
Okay. Now, after putting me on speaker, have a look at the very bottom of your phone screen. There will be three icons. An arrow, a square, and three lines.
Right on the bottom of my screen. I've got nothing on the bottom of my screen.
Okay, so you're using a full screen phone? Yes,
it's a touch screen.
Okay, just swipe up this page from the very bottom and you will back to the home page.
I've got nothing on the bottom again, as I just confirmed.
You need to swipe up from the very extreme bottom of your
phone. I have swiped up and I'm on the home page and I have nothing of what you've just described on the bottom of my phone.
Yes, because you're using a full screen phone, you don't have buttons over there. Okay. Now, you need to open up the Play Store app from your end. Open up the Play Store.
Sorry?
You need to open the Play Store app. Open the Play Store.
I don't have that app.
You're using an Android phone, so you should have the Play Store with you.
Look, I don't have... Play Store. I've got Play Store now.
Okay, open it up.
Yes.
Now look at the top of your screen. At the very top, you see a search bar. It says search for apps and games at the top.
Search for apps and games, yes.
Yes. Now type over the eBay, letter E-B-A-Y.
Why would I do that when I've already got the app?
No, that's not the application which we get.
Okay, so type in eBay, lowercase.
Yes, all in lowercase, type the word eBay, and after typing the word eBay, leave a space.
Yes, what am I going to do?
Yes, after leaving the space, you need to type letter A as in Australia, letter A.
Yes.
then N for November, letter N.
Yes.
After the letter N, type letter Y, Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Got that.
Then D as in David, letter D.
D, yes.
The E as in Echo, letter E.
Yes.
Then S as in figure, letter S.
Yes.
Then K for kilo, letter K.
Yes, done that.
Yeah, it's eBay any desk. Now tap on search.
Search. Yes, I've got it, eBay. Oh, God.
Now, yes. This red color item with a white diamond on it. If there's any desk remote, anything like that.
Yes, there's two there.
Yes, you need to give a click on any desk remote desktop software. Give a click on it.
Yeah.
Now there will be a blue box. Sorry, there will be a green color box. It says install. You need to give a click on install.
Yeah. Done it now.
Now once you see the open option, please let me know. The server will be verifying an ID.
Okay.
Once you see open, tell me. And in the meantime, grab a piece of paper and a pen with you. I'm going to give you the case ID of this fraudulent charges, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just grab it now. Hang on, bear with me. It's got primary statement, okay?
Yes, click on okay.
Yep, okay, I'm clicking. And then it's got plug-in available, okay?
Cancel, cancel, click on cancel.
Cancel it, yes, I've done that.
Nancy tutorial, click on the blue area. Touch the blue area.
Yes, okay. Click on that point. Yep.
Now click on connection status. Touch on the blue area again.
Yep.
Now you can see your address and some numbers over there.
I can see a number in a red block.
Yes, that's your cancellation ID. Read me out the ID from your end.
Okay, yes. It's 40220319.
Sorry, I didn't get it. Yes, can tell it slowly.
Oh, repeat it then. Yes. 40220319.
Okay, I'm telling you the ID once again. It's 402-203-194. Am I correct?
Correct.
Now keep touching the blue area until it's gone.
Okay. Okay, it's gone.
Okay, now look just below the numbers which you just provided me, the cancellation ID. Just below the number, there will be written over there, set password. Click on set password.
Yeah.
Now, are you on the security page, sir? Do you see the security page on your screen?
Well, I've hit that set password and nothing's happened.
What can you see on your screen?
On the screen, I've got the number I just quoted you in a red box. Underneath that, it's got set password. Then it's got remote.
Click on set password again. Click on set password once again.
I have. Nothing's happened.
Okay, look at the right hand side. Sorry, on the left hand side top, there will be three white lines.
Yes, click on that.
Click on that. Now this is settings, click on settings.
Nah, it's not getting me in at all. Nothing's happening. Phone is actually locked.
Sorry?
I'm locked out. It's not responding to anything on the phone.
Okay, just close down the app and open it once again.
Well, it's not even letting me close it down.
You just swipe up the page from the very bottom and come back to the home
page. I'm aware of how to operate it, but it is not letting me out, and it has actually locked me out. So something's going on. It's hacked into the phone.
Just try to swipe up the page.
I have, and I'm telling you, someone is hacking the phone because I am completely locked out.
Okay, now do you see any security page comes up on your screen? This is security page.
Yes, I've got it. It's got security
now,
warning. You're about to be
now wait.
Scared.
Now wait. Listen to my words very carefully.
You
need to scroll down the security. Scroll it down. You will get two blank check boxes. I trust this call. I'm aware of the risk. Check in both the boxes and then click on accept.
Okay, I can't. Nah, it's locked me out. It's got security warning.
Yes, just scroll down the security. Try to scroll the security. You will get to see two blank check boxes.
I've still got the red square box on top of the security thing saying security warning. You're about to grant full control to your... My husband is gone.
The security has gone, right?
Nah, the phone has locked me out. Someone is coming in on the other phone, and I can't even access anything on my phone now.
What exactly you can see?
I'm back to a white page with the numbers, the 402 number, set password, and remote address. I can't access anything on my phone. It is now locked out.
Nice working. Sir.
It's got plug-in available.
Click on cancel.
Yes. Tap blue again.
Now what do you see?
Tap blue again. Then set password. No, that's as far as I can go. You will not let me go any further.
Okay. Now what can you see?
The same page I just quoted you before, a white page with the code number set password.
Okay, now look at the left-hand side top corner. Do you see the three white lines?
Yeah.
Now click on the three lines.
It won't let me in. It has locked me out. I have no control over the phone.
Okay, can you close this app? Can you just try to close this app?
I'm trying to. Yeah, I've closed it. You know what? Now my phone, I've got someone in. It's like a virus on my phone now.
You just swipe up this page. Swipe up
this
page. Yeah,
hang on. Here
we go.
Okay, then. I swiped up the page. No recent items.
Now, from the recent items, you need to remove the AnyDesk and open it from the main menu.
I've got no recent items. The whole lot's been white.
What exactly you can see on your screen?
Nothing. The whole phone has been white.
You just lock your screen and unlock your screen again.
I'm going to contact my bank and I'm counseling with customers. Sorry.
I understand. No, sir. That doesn't work like that. Okay.
Because
yes, you will, sir. I will help you. You need to have some patience with us so that we can help you out.
I'm having patience with you, but everything you're asking me to do, my phone keeps swapping the program out.
I understand. There is some problem is happening. That's why we are here to fix it out for you. Okay. What can you see at the moment on your phone screen? Please tell me.
Hang on. Okay.
There may be a possible thing that you have lots of apps on your phone. That's why you are facing some problem, right? Do you have lots of apps on your phone?
No, I don't. I have the basics. I'm 66 years of age, okay?
I understand, sir.
Now
reopen the AnyDesk app.
Yes, I've got that there. Yes, cancel that. Tap the blue.
Okay.
Tap the blue again. I've got that number. Did I quite easily tap the blue again?
The number is 402-203-194. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, just below that, click on the set password option.
This is where it won't let me go in. It just won't go any further. And I'm clicking on the set where it's not allowed.
Okay.
When I get
look
high, yep.
Okay. Now, look at the left-hand side top. Can you see the three white lines? Try to click on the three lines.
Yes, no, nothing's happening again. Same as last time. Nothing's happened.
Okay, do a thing. Come back to your home page and open up your Play Store again. Open up your Play Store.
Yes, open it up. Yep.
Now, what can you see on your Play Store?
All the different apps that I can approach there, or, you know.
Okay, now, on the Play Store, on the search bar, type there eBay AnyDesk once again.
Yeah, and it's got AnyDesk removed at the top.
Yes. Give a click on it and tap on uninstall. Have you clicked on uninstall?
Yeah, I'm doing it now. Uninstall.
Yes.
Once uninstalled,
you need to give a click on install once again.
Okay, doing it now.
Yes.
I'm just waiting for the
phone
and
I'm going
to click.
Okay. On the privacy statement, click on open. Okay.
I've got another new code here.
Yes, confirm me the number.
Yes. 3-9-5-9-2-1-5-0-0.
I'm telling you the ID once again, please check it, sir. It's 3-9-5-9-2-1-5-0-0. Am I correct?
Yes.
Now click on set password option. Click on set password.
Yeah.
Now you can see the security page on your screen.
Yeah. And once again, it will not let me set that. Okay, so go up to the double line. No, same thing again, it's not letting me in.
What can you see?
The same. Any desk, your address, set password, remote address, that's it.
Okay, do you see the blue area on your screen? Do you still see the blue area?
There's no blue area on my screen.
Okay, give a click on the blue areas again and again until the blue area is gone, okay?
I've done that.
Yes, and now you don't see any blue areas on your screen, right?
Exactly, and here we go. Oh, I've got set password, I've got it.
Yes, click on set password.
I've done that. I've got interactive access.
Okay. Now, after the first three options, you will get to see permissions. Do you see that?
Yes.
Now, scroll down the permissions. You will get to see an option, permission profile. You need to give a click on permission profile.
Yeah. Got it.
Now, click on the third option, full access.
Done it.
Now there will be a blank checkbox, enable unattended. Check in that blank box.
Alright, and then it's got set password.
Now I'm giving you the secured password. Put the password over there. All will
yep.
be in lowercase. There will be no
yep.
space and no uppercase, okay? All will be in lowercase.
Okay.
Type eBay,
E-B-A-Y.
E.
B A Y.
Then number seven.
Seven.
Number eight.
Eight.
Number six.
Six.
Number zero.
Zero.
Now click on OK.
Done it.
Now just wait, don't touch anywhere. Our server will verify this cancellation ID. If you see any option, if you see start now, click on start now.
Done it.
Look at the bottom, okay. Now do you see any close option? Yes, click on close.
Yep.
Click on close again.
Yep.
Now look at the left hand side top corner, there's a back arrow. Give a click on the back arrow.
Yep. Got it.
Okay. Our server just detected that you have very low battery, so please connect your charger immediately.
Yeah, I've got 10%.
Yes, please connect your charger immediately.
Yeah. There we go. It's done.
Starting with the other side, so. Because when customer is both young. Alright, now you just swipe up the page and open up the Play Store once again. The server has verified your ID. You can see on your screen, it is a secure server as not connected to you. The server has verified the ID, okay? Now just simply swipe up the page from the bottom and come back to the home page.
Okay. I'm swiping up. I'm back to the home page.
Okay, you need to open the any desk once again. Open it up once again.
Yep, done it.
Now we'll get to see start now once again. You need to click on start now.
Yep, did that.
Now swipe up the page from the very bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. Now click on Play Store. Open up the Play Store again.
Okay. Do I just disregard that page I've just swiped up and just go
No. Don't close it. Just open the Play Store.
I haven't yet. I'm just gonna go back into the where is it?
Swipe the page from right to left. Yes. Just swipe the page. Slide your screen from right to left.
Yeah.
Open the Play Store.
Play Store, got it, yes.
Have you got the Play Store? Okay. Now look at the right hand side top, there is a small magnifying glass. Give a click on that magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Look at the left hand side top, there is a small back arrow. Click on that back arrow. Yeah.
Done it.
Now, click on the search bar. Click on the search bar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Done that.
Now type the AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
Yes.
Then leave a space.
Space.
Then click the last option, AnyDesk plugin AD1. It will come up on your screen. Click on that.
Okay. Yeah.
Now select the first option, plugin AD1. Click on it.
Done it. And then install it.
Yes, click on install. And now you can come back to the home page, come back to your home screen again. And open up your settings.
Yeah, okay.
Come back to the home page and open up your settings.
Yeah, he's finding it. Settings. Yeah, I've opened it.
Now scroll down the page. You will get to see an option. It says accessibility.
Yeah, click on that.
Yes, click on that.
Done it.
Now, can you see AnyDesk Control Service AD1 over there?
Yes,
you click on it. And it's off over there, you need to make it on. Click on it, and make it on. Turn on both of them.
It says allow.
Yes, click on allow.
Allow.
Do the same thing with the shortcut. There is a shortcut as well. Turn it on.
Yeah. Done that. Okay.
Now come back to the home page. Come back to your home screen.
Yeah.
And open up the AnyDesk once again.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Now the sir. Now click on don't show this again and click on okay.
Yeah.
Now we'll get to see start now again. Click on start now. All right. Tap on start now.
Yeah. It's done.
All right. Now the server has verified your ID successfully.
Okay.
Now, as because without your authorization, there is some fraud transactions are trying to be done to international. Okay. Those were international fraud transactions trying to be made from your account. Now, according to our server reports, you do banking with the Commonwealth Bank. Am I correct, sir?
Yes.
Do you check your statements on online?
I'm about to go in there now and have a look.
Alright, I'm just holding the line for you. You simply log into your bank from your phone and check all your statements. If you see any unknown transaction, even if it is $1, please let me know, okay? Because we need to make the report. Okay? So do it from your phone. I'm on the line with you. And don't share any details, okay? This is your recorded line.
Yeah. Okay. Back.
And are you back to the home screen? First of all, come back to the home screen of your phone.
Now, and I haven't had any unauthorized transactions at all yet.
You need to do it from your phone, the phone which is connected with the secure server of eBay. Do it with this phone.
Yeah, so what do you want me to do now?
Click on the account. I do believe you're logged in.
I'm already looking at my account. Do my bank account or eBay account?
On your bank account. Click on home. There will
I'm already in there. I'm looking at my bank statement now.
First of all, go to the home. Click on home.
Yeah.
Are you on the home now?
Yes.
Look at the left hand side bottom corner, there will be a home option. You need to give a click on home.
I already have.
Are you on the
already
home
done
option?
That. Sorry?
Okay, just give me a moment. Okay. Now you can click on the account. Click on the account.
Yes.
And just wait, the server is verifying the securities. Don't do anything over there. And your internet is a bit slow, that's why it's taking a while, okay? So just wait. And what do you see on the accounts at the moment? Please let me know what exactly you can see.
My account is just showing what's in there. And it's just all normal.
Don't touch anywhere, don't do anything, the server is verifying, okay?
I hope you're not wiping out my account.
I understand, don't need to worry, you're gonna secure all
your accounts. I'm very worried.
Don't need to worry, we're gonna secure each and everything. Now, look at the left-hand side top corner, can you see the initials of your name over there at the left-hand side top?
Yes, I can.
Click on it.
Yep.
And now, can you see your client number and other details over there?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Now, scroll down over there, you will get to see an option payment limits. Check it.
Yes, I see it. I'll click it.
Yes, click on payment limits.
Yeah.
Have you clicked on the payment limits?
Yeah, I have.
Just stay there for a few seconds, as because your internet is a bit slow, the server needs time to verify it, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now you can come back to the main page of the account. Come back to the main page of the account.
Yeah.
Yes. And now what I'm going to do, you simply log out from your Commonwealth. Simply log out from there. And apart from the Commonwealth Bank, do you have any other bank accounts with you, sir? So that we can
get
securities?
No,
I don't. Not an issue. Okay. Now what I'm going to do, I'm just simply going to transfer the call to the headquarters of NCA, okay, it's the National Crime Branch, okay. The security officer of the National Crime Branch will help you to block the hackers who are trying to misuse your information. So please cooperate with him. Whatever the security suggests, he will explain you. Please help, please cooperate with him, okay. It's for your own security.
Do you want me to log out? Yes. Would you like me to log out of this account?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I'm just transferring this call to the NCA department.
Yes.
The security officer will help you further, okay?
Okay.
Stay on the line. Yeah.
Someone tried to access funds from my account through eBay, and I don't have an eBay account.
Hello?
Yeah?
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department regarding some fraudulent activities. Am I correct?
Well, yeah, but I don't have an eBay account, and I never, ever have used, I don't use eBay at all.
Right.
Now, basically,
the thing is that as I can see on the server, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are more than 10 devices which is connected with the same internet IP address of yours. Now, may I know that? How many devices which is connected with your internet connection?
Well, it's only the one, my device, which is internet connection, because it's NBN. I've only got my device connected to my TV, that's it.
And apart from that, do you have got any computer, any laptop which is connected with the internet?
No, I don't have any of that. Because it's a password. People that live upstairs, they have the NBN, and I just have the password for it to use it.
Okay. Right. Now, as I can see on the server that this through this internet IP address, and through this internet IP address, there are more than 10 devices which is connected with the same internet IP address of yours. So that means the other 8 to 9 devices, it not belongs to you, correct?
Okay. No, that's correct, yes.
So,
I have three devices. I have Google Chrome connected to it, my mobile, and my smart TV. So, I have three devices.
Okay. As I can see, as they have said to you that there are more than 10 devices which is connected. So, that means the other 7 to 8 devices, it definitely not belong to you, correct?
Correct, yes.
So the question arrives here that who are these people? Now, as I can see that these are the people from the overseas countries like China, Nigeria, India, and Cambodia. Now, do you know anyone of these countries? Do you know anyone of them?
No, I don't.
These are the people who have already been established on your network, and they are trying to compromise into your data. Now, as I have said to you that we are from the National Crime Agency, we are the government employee. We deal with all the cyber fraud activities in whole over the country. We deal with it. Now, as because there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on,
through your bank account, through your personal details. Now that is the reason why your case has been registered to us, so that we will gonna go ahead and we will gonna check all this information that is in the proper manner or not. Okay, now do you have got any driver license which is activated?
Yes, I do.
All right, now what I need to do before I go ahead, and first of all, can you just tell me that in the last few couple of days, have you received any sort of phone calls from the bank regarding any transactions?
Nothing. And no unauthorized transactions on my account. I've had a look.
No, like it won't be, you won't be able to see the statement because it's a fraudulent transaction. So it will gonna appear on your statement after 24 to 48 hours. All right? Because the money has already been charged. Right at the moment, you are lucky enough that your case has been registered to the National Crime Agency. Now, it might be happen tomorrow or day after tomorrow, they can try to do the same thing. And that moment of time, we can't able to help you and you might be lose all the money. So we don't want that. Because whatever the money you have got, this is your heart and soul money. I don't want that without your permission, anyone can took any money out of
I'm actually going to my bank. I said, I'm actually going to contact my bank right now and get them to put a block on my account.
You don't have to do that because it might be happens. And that,
I do.
In the future, it can.
It's very good that you're doing what you're doing, but at the end of the day, I don't know who you are, so I need to ring my bank and let them know.
You can check on your system that where you are connected to. You are connected to the security network at this point of time. So we need to go ahead and we need to activate the firewall security on your whole internet network. So have you received any sort of phone calls from your bank in the last few couple of days? You have.
Nothing.
Now, as you know that we are from the National Crime Agency, so we don't deal with any local branches. We directly deal with the head branches of yours, all right? Now, for that, what we need to do, I'm going to put you on a hold for a moment so that I can quickly have a conversation with the fraud department of your Commonwealth Bank first, and let me grab some of the information from them.
I'm just going to ring my bank now. I said I'm going to ring my bank right now.
You can do that, but make sure that you are in a part of the investigation. So we need to also take care about these things.
I'm going to ring my bank right now because here in Australia, if I suspect anything, they will put a block on my account straight away. And I've already gone in and locked the account down. I'll put a lock on it.
So we are about to put the security. So you are in a part of the investigation at the moment.
Yeah.
So that is the reason why we are helping you out.
I understand that, but you've got to understand, I live in a completely different country. I don't even know who you are. For all I know, you could be a part. Can you understand? Because I don't know who you are, and I'm going to. Yeah.
I do understand your concern, but you see that this is how we can able to go ahead and save your money, and we will going to put the security.
I can do that through my bank. My bank will do that straight away. I'm contacting
them now. There is lots of department in your bank, correct? So that is the reason why.
Oh my God, someone is accessing my account right now.
Sorry, who's that?
I don't know, but someone's in your name.
I'm sorry?
I said, someone's in my phone. Trying to. Oh my God. Sorry, I'm going to contact them right now.
Sorry?
I'm contacting them.
Just hold on for a moment. Just let me check on the system that what is going on.
Okay,
we're going to go ahead. And the money is already been charged from your account. We will gonna go ahead and give you the money back to you. So for that, we need your cooperation.
Yeah.
The money is already been charged. You can see on your account that it is being charged.
No, The money has not come out of my account. My account has not been cut.
You check now that it is been charged already. You check it once again.
If it's charged, my bank will contact me straight away.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you. It is already been charged from your account.
Well, it hasn't been deducted out of my account. My account's still in.
It will gonna appear on your statement within the next 24 hours. So just allow me some moments.
Okay.
Now I will gonna show you. Now the money is already been charged. Now we will gonna go ahead and provide you the money. Okay. So the amount, you put the amount that how much you want. Like it was the amount that is been selected. That is 500 that has been charged from your account already.
No, well, it's not. It hasn't gone out of my account.
Okay, just hold on for a moment. Let me give you the money back to you. Just hold on. Just give me 1 minute.
Yeah.
Okay. So just log in into your account. We are going to provide you the money. Just log in into your account.
Trying to, but something is going on with login. Yeah.
Okay. Now, login into your account, and the amount which has been trying to be charged, the amount was 450. So we will gonna go ahead and provide you the money.
Okay.
Now, once you logged in, just let me know so that we will gonna send you the funds directly.
Well, if you send a transfer through now, it'll automatically send me a notification that money's been deposited in my account. So I need to have to log into my account to do that. So if you do it now, the bank will notify me straight away.
We are doing it now. So just log in into your account and just do let me know. Then we will gonna go ahead and send you the notification. And we will gonna send you. We will able to see that.
I'm going to get a notification now from the bank to say it's made money deposited.
Like we can't able to do that on that way. You able to see that whatever you are doing. And we will gonna send you the money in front of your eyes. You able to see that. So just log in into your account and just do let me know. Hello.
Yeah. Hang on.
Yeah, just log in into your account once.